You're listening to The Work-Life Equation, the Bright Horizons Family Matters podcast for busy working families. Whether you're a working mom, a dad, or you're busy caring for other family members, we've got tips for how to fit jobs and families together and for how to make your work-life equation add up. I'm Lisa Oppenheimer, and hard as it is to believe, it's holiday time again. Yep, the time of year so many of us are trying to create that Norman Rockwell picture. I don't know about all you, but somehow mine always end up looking like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. But today, I've got a bunch of our very own and awesome Bright Horizons working moms with me, and they're going to share some of their holiday stories, the good, the bad, and hopefully the hilarious, and some tips for not just surviving the holidays, but for dashing through the snow with style. Before we get started, I'm going to go around the room and ask my working mother friends to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Kate. I work in communications, and I have two little elves in my family, a six-year-old son and a two-year-old daughter.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm a graphic designer. My wife and I have a five-month-old, so this will be our first foray into the holiday season. So who knows how it's going to go?
Hi there, I'm Michelle. I am a marketing manager, and I have three boys. They are 12, 11, and 9.
And I'm Eileen. I'm also a marketing manager, and I have one spunky two-year-old.
Quick read from the room. Holiday time, stressful?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Not too bad at this point. I'm 12 years into this, so there is hope. There's light
at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, so how have the holidays changed? Let's start there. How have the holidays changed since you've had kids?
I'll preface this by saying that I am in Massachusetts and my family is in Michigan. So there is a certain element there, if I do or if I don't have relatives coming in for the year, that kind of impact my stress level. This is a non-family year, so you will sense my nice, relaxed tone. But I would say since I've had kids, the shopping, I think, aspect of it is what has increased significantly for me and maybe added a little bit more pressure.
I would say, well, fortunately for us, my wife and I, our families are both local, so it's a lot of driving during the day and night, but we managed to fit it all in one day, so we don't have too much guilt that I know of yet.
Just wait.
we have the baby now, so that could be. I have a feeling there'll be more guilt coming.
It sounds like you've got some feelings about this, Kate.
Yeah, my family is local, and my husband's family is a few hours away, and so it's something we've definitely have to navigate. And I think that is actually the biggest change for me is that we are not as flexible as we once were about, sure, we'll stay until 10 o'clock for the Christmas Eve party, and sure, we'll drive up on Christmas Day and try to, like, make it work for everybody else, and that we've really, over the past couple of years, taken a look and said, you know, we have to do what's best for the kids, and everyone else is going to have to sort of figure out around that and sure. You know, find the things that we are just going to put our foot down on. These are the things that are just non-negotiable, and then negotiate the other pieces. But, I found I was so nervous to do that, and nervous that grandparents were going to be so hurt that we, you know, weren't going to make both happen in the same holiday. And actually, honestly, it was way less dramatic than I think I had built it up in my mind to be. And I think people totally got it.
It's a little bit of a mix for us. Both of our parents are close by where we can do the drive in one day. So for Thanksgiving versus Christmas, we flip-flop. So we do normally one in the morning, Thanksgiving, and then those people get the evening at Christmas and vice versa. So it's a different meal with each family for each holiday.
Nice.
And we drive the hour between the two. But I'm the type of parent that I have very little guilt about things that come with my children. So I don't mind saying to my parents, I don't mind saying to my in-laws, we're not doing that.
Well, it sounds like what I'm hearing from both of you is lay down the law. Like that is the ultimate strategy, is lay down the law and don't feel bad.
Well, yeah. And I think too, just having clear boundaries, and I think when there's murkiness, that's when people can have hurt feelings because they feel like they got shortchanged in some way, or they weren't sure if you were going to come, so there were expectations. And if it's clear from this is what's happening every year, or this is what's happening this year, then nobody, you know, can be upset about feeling misled.
So I think that's a really important point, because I think a lot of us tend to not want to say no. So instead of saying no, you say maybe.
That's me, for sure.
Are we hearing that? The family is one big deal. But the other thing, you've touched on this too, the shopping thing. And the older they get, the more complicated it gets. How are you dealing with the shopping thing?
Well, I've started early, which definitely helps. And I love online shopping.
Yes.
It is my friend. Usually what I will do is I'll bring the three boys in to the store maybe once, if I can handle it. And I just kind of let them walk around, and we just kind of get ideas, and we talk about it, and it actually kind of, you know, they get all excited, and I get all excited, and it's nice to tangibly see things on the shelves. And it's a big fest, and it, you know, it's you know, we usually grab a meal after, and it kind of like is what kicks off the official like holiday season.
How are we dealing with expectations? Because it's not just about shopping; it's about, you know, materialism, big deal these days.
Yeah.
So we actually in our family have a three present. Santa brings three presents. Also, I find the hardest thing to manage is what other people are buying them and trying to come up with ideas for others that are not life-size horses that are going to take over your living room.
The whole pony.
Yeah. So that to me has been something that I continue to deal with, finding, you know, something that's helpful so that you're giving people ideas but not discouraging them. And one of the things that I've really tried to do is push family to do experience gifts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's been wonderful, because particularly for my son, he just, all he wants is attention, undivided attention. So those kinds of experience gifts have been really great. And we've actually done the flip too, that he gives us experience gifts. So like he'll buy tickets to a local play for me or tickets to a basketball game for his dad. And that's something that we get to do with him. And so it's really lovely that it sort of like keeps the cycle going of like not things, but experiences.
I love that. That's a awesome. Great idea. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send this one to you because you are about to be in your first Christmas.
Yes.
And you've got grandparents.
We do. So one of the things that my wife and I have decided that for this Christmas, we're not going to go overboard. And I think that's probably more for me than for her, because I've been waiting for this. I can't wait to do, you know, Santa and the presents and whatnot. But we said we're not going to go overboard because she's only going to be 6 months. And one of the things that we're using is an Amazon list. So we're putting, you know, all the stuff that might be helpful or useful in a list. And then if people say, oh, is there anything the baby needs or anything the baby wants? You say, oh, well, you know, here's our Amazon list. You can feel free to reference that. And, you know, that might be helpful. I think the one thing that's difficult for me is that I see all these cool toys and big things. I'm like, oh, we should get this. And then I look at the age range and it's like, 18 months to T. When do we have the fun? But yeah, so I am waiting to see what comes through the door.
Have any of you experienced the overload of a grandparent walking in with going the whole pony?
For our family, what we do to kind of make things easier, since everyone is in a different state, is I do the shopping for everybody. So I have a little bit more control as far as what's coming into the house. And it just kind of makes it a lot easier. Another thing that I found, I just started doing in the last 3 years or so, is I take out each of my boys separately and I have them buy for their brothers, so that they just kind of, you know, it's not all about what they're getting, but because they're so close in age, they spend a lot of time together and they know what each other would like, sometimes even more so than myself. And so I like that whole concept of instilling, like, them thinking about someone other than themselves for the holidays. So that's been really fun. They really actually get very excited about it. It's fun to watch.
No, that is fun. It's nice when they make that leap to the, you know, the giving part of
it.
Yes.
So I
want to shift for a minute, because as we all know, the holidays, whatever holiday it is not just about the gifts, but it's also about the cooking. The holiday traditions in that respect can get out of hand. How have you guys had to give things up in terms of creating that perfect holiday? Have you come to terms with it? Have you created traditions that are easy? What's your strategy?
I've only started hosting since I've had children, so I've never known a holiday without without children, which has been interesting. But I will say I am that person that will stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning to get stuff done. So I'm not sure that I'm the best at reeling myself in. But I think every year I sort of take notes of, you know, why did I waste my energy doing this? And let's outsource that. Let's find a way to either buy that somewhere or see if somebody will bring it. And I think the other thing too is I'm always that person that says, like, I'm entertaining. You know, people don't need to bring things. I can do all of this myself. Yeah. I want this to be, you know, and that's crazy. Let people bring stuff. So I think that, you know, I've found that my family is really, really helpful and wants to do something. So I'm going to let them do that.
What about convenience? Are any of us popping open a can of cranberry sauce?
I don't eat cranberry sauce.
You gotta make my family.
But no, actually, it's the opposite. In my family, there's the fresh cranberry sauce, which, you know, people, they like. But when the canned cranberry sauce comes out, that's when it's real. Like, when they're cutting slices of it, you can see the ridges of the can still in it. But people love it. So it's, and it's I mean, if my family's listening to this, they're probably gonna. But I grew up on stovetop, and to me, that is
that's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. It's like your wonderful homemade sausage stuffing is delicious, but until I see that red box with stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving.
Well, it's funny because in my family, because I'm not the best cook, my kids cringe when they hear homemade. And it's more of a punishment than a gift. So yes, we are a Stouffer's family as well.
And hey, these days you can pick up virtually anything at Whole Foods.
Yes.
They do some great holiday food. So, you know, anytime there's a piece of it that you're like, you know what? That's just not that much fun for me to make, or I don't think that this is a specialty of mine. Like, find a way to outsource that. Focus on the things that you really like doing. Like, stuffing is a big deal for me, so I like doing fancy stuffing, but, like, gravy, I don't want to deal with that on the day of, so I'm going to buy gravy.
Wow. That's a big undertaking.
Yeah.
For us, my family still hosts, so we live in an apartment. Obviously, like typical, lots of city families, so we do not have space for folks to come over and sit down, pretty much. So for us, our holiday traditions have always been, even before we had children, my husband and I like to do make cookies and do kind of the traditional things that lead up to the holiday, because we don't do a large meal in our home. The first 2 years before, or the first 2 years of Cab's life, they did kind of dwindle. We didn't do, we would maybe make sugar cookies, and I mean the Pillsbury kind that comes in the refrigerator case. Mm-hmm. I do not bake.
Convenience.
You know, we wouldn't decorate them as extravagantly. And this year we finally decided we're going to put down on the calendar that we're going to actually try the cookies. Yeah. He's, you know, over two now. So I think as he's getting older, traditions that him and I had the 8 years prior, well, really more than 8 years prior to a child even being born in our family, we're going to start looping those back in. We'll see if we're successful or if the kitchen's a total mess.
For the couple of moms that I know who have school age, that presents a whole different wrinkle to this. How are you dealing with work? And we know this time of year, events like crazy going on at school. How are you both dealing with that?
It's so hard. And I find it's always the, you know, the concert that, you know, you find the date of the week before, which is so convenient. And I think, you know, my husband and I really try to, you know, of course, if we both can be there, that's great. But we try to tag team to make sure that there is someone there at everything. And I think that that is kind of our son's expectation is, like, he doesn't expect both of us to be there, but he likes to have somebody that he can see. Sometimes that doesn't happen, and I think that's where the village is really helpful, because times when we haven't been able to make it or friends of ours haven't been able to make it, we've been able to say to our child, look for so-and-so's mom or dad, and they're going to be looking for you to wave to you, and it just gives them that person that they can wave to. Even, like, I know there's concerts where there's two showings of it, and so, you know, they want someone to be there for both of them, which is crazy. So that allows you to have that coverage. And something else we did that I have loved is a lot of my son's concerts, there aren't enough spaces for extended family because the auditorium is too small. So we've started doing either a preview or an encore presentation at our house. And that has been hugely successful. Like, we take out the camera, we videotape, he can wear whatever he wants. And so he loves, you know, and of course, you know, uproarious applause, and, you know, we make a huge deal of it. And, like, that's as special to him as the actual thing. So that's become a really nice way to feel like you, you know, everyone gets to see his performance.
That's great. I also love what you said about neighbors, because my father used to say you have the family you were born to and the family you make, and our neighbors and friends are all part of that family. That's a great strategy.
Yeah, it really does take a village, and that has been so helpful for all those different things. There's just so many things, and knowing that there's somebody there who they feel comfortable with and will look out for them is just so amazing.
How about you, Michelle? Have you had the, you know, the last minute cupcake thing? Oh, by the way, Mom, did I tell you?
So I rely on the correspondence that comes from the school, or thankfully the emails that come through, just to make sure that I don't miss out on something, because there's nothing worse than that mom guilt of it being the special snack day for the holiday, whatever, and, you know, your child doesn't have that special snack, so.
It sounds like, in general, what I'm hearing from all of you is you gotta let some stuff go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. For sure. Mm-hmm. And I think also just letting it go, but letting it go in front of your children, too. And I find that, like, often, like, if I feel guilty or badly about something, like, he perceives that. And so then he feels bad that I'm not going to be there or not going to be able to do that thing.
Let's flip this from all the stress to the good stuff. What is the best part about the holidays now that you guys have kids?
In the last few weeks, she's really observing everything and interested in everything, touching things, and I think it's going to be really cool to sort of see her take it all in, and, you know, smile and laugh and see all the colors and meeting new people. She'll probably be equally exhausted, but I think that's the, and I've always wanted this, so just a kind of little person,
so
taking it all in.
The first Christmas, the first holidays.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
And all the small stuff just becomes so magical again, and you, I think, have that opportunity to flip out of the, like, present list mode and the, you know, what do I have to cook mode, because there's this little person who thinks that everything that's happening is wonderful and magical, and it reminds you of what's important.
He's very excited and talking, asking, like, when is the tree going to come up, and asking, mm-hmm. like, who is Santa? Like, he's getting a little bit more warmed up to the thought. Uh-huh. So for me, that's what's really exciting, because I do like the magic behind the holidays and doing all those special things.
I know, but we have our first one, but I gotta believe you have some good memories.
Well, we definitely have some good memories, but one thing we're doing this weekend is my mom is coming over, and we've scheduled a day to bake. Mm-hmm. So my wife and the baby and my mom will do the holiday baking, because it just doesn't feel like the holidays unless we bake. And my mom grew up in an Italian household, so the amount of cookies we make, we always say, oh, do we have enough cookies? And it's just exorbitant. My wife always makes fish. She's like, how do you guys think that this is not enough cookies? And it's just, there's loads, you know, just loads and loads of cookies. But, you know, that's something that my mom always did, and I'm hoping that we can continue now that we have Kenzie, and it's just kind of signifies the holidays.
Definitely.
Cookies.
Mm-hmm. Candy cookies. Kate, how about you? Favorite memory?
Oh, it's hard to pick one, but I have to say one of my favorite parts of the holidays and the things that I've grown to really look forward to is actually the Christmas Eve, the sort of being Santa. And my husband and I always get a bottle of champagne, because there's inevitably several toys that need to be assembled with a million parts.
Oh, yeah, how can we forget that?
Yeah. But we really love that. Like, setting that up with the anticipation that your kids are going to run in and have that magical morning. And we have actually taken to putting crepe paper streamers across the doorway so they run through them.
And it's so cute.
Yeah, it just, like, makes for the special moment. And it's just a really fun night. I feel like we're like kids on Christmas morning and on Christmas Eve because we're just so excited for what the next morning's going to look like. So,
you know, it's funny you talk about assemblies. I know one of the things on the morning of, those twist ties in the toys. You can terrible. Be doing that for days. So,
yeah, that's, we've taken to like everything. Santa is magical and nothing comes in a box from Santa. Everything is already has their batteries in it. All of the things have been cut, you know, so you still have to deal with that from things that are from other people, but at least the stuff from Santa is ready to be played with immediately.
That is, that is changing. Batteries, remember, if you don't do that, have batteries.
Yeah, batteries.
Mm-hmm. One tip you have to offer as working moms to those in about to embark on the holiday season.
If you're calm and happy and in a good mood, that is going to influence everything that's happening in your home. And self-care too, making sure that that's a priority in December when you have so much going on, that don't let go of, you know, of exercising or whatever your thing is that brings calm in your life. Keep doing that.
I really have to agree with that. So the holidays are really are a little bit different for us. My husband's in sales, and this is his busiest time. Mm. So starting on Thanksgiving, running to the first of the year, he's working 50 hours a week, minimum. Mm. 6 days. He'll have one day off a week. So, and where I work, a traditional work week, I will be on as the only parent every single weekend for the next 7 weekends. Which is a lot. So I find that giving myself the chance to be like, it's okay that I didn't sweep the kitchen floor tonight because I want to sit down 10 minutes earlier and watch my show now that Cav is sleeping. Or I'm going to do takeout tonight for Cav and I because I don't feel like cooking. And allowing myself those graces, I find, is probably the best thing that I can do for myself through those 7 weeks, because I know that he's already stressed out from feeling like he's not there enough during this time. Mm-hmm. That's again one of those things that I'm not going to stress myself out about. So if I have to spend a little bit more money or think a little bit more creatively, I'm going to.
I love that. Michelle, any?
You know, the best thing that I do is just kind of, I just try and plan things as much as possible. I just try and organize as much as I can. I mean, there are always going to be those things that come up that you can't anticipate. But, you know, with everything that we've got to get going between, you know, cooking and cleaning and, you know, shopping and everything else, you know, I've kind of pulled my kids out of their activities for the next couple of months, going to give them a break after the fall sports season. Mm-hmm. So that'll kind of alleviate some of the pressure of getting kids certain places at certain times. I find that helpful. You know, it frees up some more hours in the day in order to get things done. And then come January, we're back to, you know, sports and diets. So we're going to enjoy the next couple of months.
Anything you could share?
You know, I'm a pretty go with the flow, laid back person anyway. But I always find that after the holidays, I look back and I say, oh, you know, I wish I, you know, relaxed a little bit more, because I'm always trying to find the perfect present, or, you know, we didn't do the lights on the house, you know, last year, and I want to do the lights on the house this year. But I think that, especially since we have Kenzie now, is that I don't want to be stressed. I just want to enjoy it. So I'm going to really make an effort. I'm actually already starting to, because they're playing holiday music on satellite radio now, and we have it on in the car. So I just want it to just enjoy it and relax and not try not to stress about the small stuff, because I don't want Kenzie to feel amped and stressed. Yeah. So I think I'm making a little bit more of an effort to, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be the greatest gift of all time.
Right.
It just has to be nice. And
well, I'm going to add one final tip, if you happen to wake up on the holiday and realize that you forgot to defrost your turkey, not that this is from personal experience or anything, if you go online and do a search for how to cook a frozen turkey, you actually can cook a turkey that is frozen solid.
Really?
And have it for dinner the same day. So just throwing that out there.
Good to know.
You know, I think that one should be on everybody's
list. It should.
thank you, all of you, for these great tips. These have been wonderful tips, and I know that a lot of people are going to get a lot of great help out of them. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And happy holidays to all of you.
Happy holidays.
Yes. Can't wait to hear how they all went.
Me too.
Remember, you can cook a frozen turkey. Thanks so much for listening today. We hope you got some great tips. I'm Lisa Oppenheimer. Have a happy holiday season, and we look forward to getting together again next year. If you like what you heard today, get more of our podcast by subscribing. While you're downloading, let us know what you thought, or give us a share. Thanks to everyone for being here. We look forward to seeing you next time as we help make the work-life equation add up.